A new study from Rutgers University finds concentrations of toxic PFAS chemicals in public drinking water dropped by 55% in New Jersey. That's after the state became the first to restrict the chemicals in tap water in 2018. WHYY's Zoe Reed reports the so-called forever chemicals are linked to serious health problems, including some cancers.
PFAS in drinking water far exceeded safe levels before New Jersey restricted them, says Rutgers study author Hari Iyer. The chemicals are commonly found in household items and can remain in the environment and our blood for decades.
When we put these regulations in place, they do lead to these really steep reductions in these harmful exposures. It seemed like an important message, and one that, even though it was obvious to some of colleagues working closely in this area, and certainly even in the scientific space, would be a story that would be worth telling.
Drinking water providers must reduce forever chemicals even further. The EPA is requiring PFAS in drinking water to be almost zero by 2029. The Trump administration has proposed extending that deadline another 2 years. Zoe Reed, WHYY News.